the house blue, almost sky blue. And there is someone on the ground painting another part of the house the color of the landscape, the golden bird sanctuary grass color that is off in the distance. And Jerry and Esther looked at it and said to each other, I wonder if they're trying to decide which color to paint the house. And this is a good way of doing it, just getting some of it up there. The next day, as they walked the loop, a woman came out of the house with her house plans and said, let me show you what I'm doing. She does not know Jerry and Esther. She had not seen them. She was not in on their discussion. They had shown interest to something, and the woman who had full plan, the house is going to be two colors. Part of it is the color of the sky, part of it is the color of the ground. And she was so excited, and somehow the universe, through law of attraction, has put them into vibrational alignment and helped them to rendezvous. Jerry and Esther take none of that for granted. They know that these are universal forces bringing to them every answer to every question, no matter how big or small the scope of it. Because when you ask, it is given every time, always, no exception, you see. So superconsciousness is nothing more than what you want being answered. And if there is a teacher or an answer that is bigger than your question, it's not very beneficial to you, is it? It's the rendezvousing of the question and the answer that equals the explosion of life, you see. And without the question, there cannot be an answer, and therefore no explosion, but there is no ending to what will be. One day, many years ago, long before Esther knew Jerry, he was riding in the back of a pickup with some children, and their father was driving the truck. And he announced, the father, that there were no brakes on the truck, but he had learned to control the truck through the gears. And Jerry thought, well, he must know what he's doing because his own kids are in the back of the truck, so they all piled in and off they went. Jerry was helping them learn Spanish. They had a canvas tarp over the top, and they were studying with a flashlight. So up this mountain they go, and then Jerry realizes by the sound he hears that this father is trying to put the truck into a gear that will slow it down, but he is going too fast and it will not take. And Jerry knows that they are out of control. And so he says to the children, well, this is it. And the father was wise enough, rather than going over the embankment, to drive the truck into the hillside, which caused it to turn upside down, and the truck came down on top of all of them. And Jerry says that he remembers his hands and knees hitting the pavement with the canvas only between. And then when the truck piled on top of him, he lost consciousness. And then he announced to anyone who would hear his story and to us many years later, I am not worried about death because I now know what the death experience is. I now know that one minute you're alert and focused and present, and the next moment there just isn't anything. But because there isn't anything, it doesn't matter to you that there isn't anything. And we said, that's not what death is. That's not what, that is unconscious. Death is superconscious. Death is the culmination of all that you have become. The death experience is the super consciousness that you are looking at, but even in that, it is not the ending because there is more physical coming forward, more contrast to live, more asking, you see? So if we were trying to define as you are what super consciousness is, we would just call it alignment with all that I have become so far. And we would call it a joyful moment. Meditation is an exercise where you release resistance. But we don't call that superconsciousness as much as we call a moment of or a rampage of appreciation superconsciousness. In other words, it is so much more to be fully focused through this body with all that you are flowing through you than to be limiting your thoughts just for the sake of releasing resistance and being in that space of detachment. Detachment, which is meditation, which is non-resistance, is a good starting place, but it is not superconsciousness. Superconsciousness is being focused with purpose and reason and all of the energy that creates worlds flowing through you, and you offering no resistance in the moment and experiencing the exhilaration of that connection. That's superconsciousness.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
A little more frivolous. It has to do with why...